Subject, he has bad breath, decayed, and missing teeth. Dear Stephen Shirley, help me. I have a man that treats me so wonderfully. He gives me the world. He is the greatest. We never kiss, but we do hug.
Hold on.
You heard me.
Give me my pen.
I'm telling you, this is tailor-made for you.
He has bad breath and decayed teeth.
Yes. That's why I said it twice, to make sure. Okay, he treats her so wonderfully. He gives her the world. He is the greatest. We never kiss, but we do hug. I will never kiss him. His mouth turns me off. You can smell his breath just because he breathes.
I know. I know him. I've met him before. I bet she's talking about who I think she is. I don't even know what city she is, but if she in the South, I know him.
He whistles, and that leaves his nasty breath in the air. I hold my breath when I am near him. His mouth is so nasty and smelly. I am sure his mouth is diseased. That scares me. Why won't he do something about his mouth? I am embarrassed to be with him in public. He is not articulate. He does not speak well. He really needs help.
That's him.
He wears the best clothes, but that doesn't make up for his nasty mouth. He wants to get married. I can never marry him under these circumstances, but he treats me like a queen. We never share a kiss. We are never intimate. I want him out of my life because of this. I have spoken to him about this, but it doesn't do any good. He says I am picking on him. Obviously, he doesn't care about himself or me. So it has got to be bye-bye, baby. Please help. How do you tell people about their bad breath and about their bad teeth and their bad breath? Wow. I'm sorry. This is a deal breaker for me. This really is. It's a deal breaker. Uncleanliness, nastiness, any kind of body odor. Come on. You'll never kiss him. How can you even consider marrying this man? You don't even want to kiss him. You think his mouth has a disease. You've never kissed him. You're never intimate with him. You can't marry this man. You can't. I mean, this is crazy. I don't care how he treats you. You say he treats you wonderfully. He's the greatest and all that. How can you stand to be around him? And the bad part about it is that you have spoken to him about this. And it doesn't do any good. So he's sensitive about it. I mean, the only other thing I could suggest is just you guys get in the car and drive straight to the dentist's office. And if he doesn't get out or doesn't want to go in, I mean, you can't marry this guy if he's like this. You just can't. Because you got to kiss if you're going to be married. Steve?
I ain't been intimate.
Yeah, you got to be intimate.
Well, see, there's some holes in this letter right here.
But you know him, though, dog.
He is the greatest. We never kiss, but we do hug. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't even like hugging nasty people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had a homeless dude one time I gave $100 to. Uh-huh. He tried to hug me. Uh-huh. I had to push his ass in the chest. Hey, man, look here. Look here. Because all of his clothes smell like this dude's breath. Uh-huh. Now, I know this dude she talking about. Yes, I do. You can smell his breath just because he breathes. Now, breathing is necessary, so I don't know how we going to stop him from breathing. Because you must breathe in order to continue to live, and you must live so that whatever is in your mouth that's dead can continue to exist. He whistles. This is what I like right here.
You like that part?
Yeah. He whistles and he leaves his nasal. Especially if he whistling the Old Spice song.
That's a lot of whistling.
That's funny.
You cannot whistle the Old Spice song with your funk-ass mouth. Your mouth is too damn funky for you to be up in here whistling the Old Spice song when you need to eat the whole stick of high-endurance Old Spice. You need to eat Old Spice. You don't need to whistle the song. You need to eat Old Spice.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.